Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Well, third level students from all over the country are getting ready to go to college in the next few weeks, but the accommodation shortage is causing concern for many of them who haven't been able to secure somewhere to live. One student writing in today's Irish Times has a novel solution to the problem. His name is Reuben Murray. He joins us now. You're welcome, Reuben, to the programme this evening. Can you tell us what your solution might be?
Thank you very much, Sarah. Well, look, basically, with the current accommodation crisis, there's a lot of students who are being forced to commute. So why doesn't the government introduce an emergency measure for the first 10 weeks of the semester to make accommodation free for students? So, for example, anyone who presents a student card or student meet card for those initial 10 weeks of the college semester would be able to travel for free. I think this is really important because there's a lot of people who, one, are forced to commute, but also means students might be able to avail of accommodation that's maybe a little further away from the actual university or college or wherever they're going. But it means that can maybe open up the number of possible accommodation places for students to go to.
And do you think at the moment that students might be ruling out certain accommodation prospects because not only are they so far away, but because the public transport cost would be significant?
Oh, absolutely. Like, because there has been measures to reduce the cost of public transport, but it's still very hefty. And when you add it up, a return journey every day, it adds quite a bit to what might be a reduced rent anyway. So that's really important. Like, it is definitely, I say, it is preventing people from going further out.
Why 10 weeks then only? Because it looks like this housing problem isn't going anywhere. We've had it for 10 years, you know, so it's unlikely to be resolved in the next 10 weeks. So what happens after that point?
No, that's an excellent point. I just said that in the solution because I don't see any government actually agreeing to it any longer. Because The key thing about the actual budget is they're saying they want to do one-off measures, and this is an emergency measure. And providing free public transport for 10 weeks to help people through that initial very crazy period, especially for the incoming first years who have no idea where they're going to be going. Well, that's an immediate relief that, you know, I think it'd be very difficult for the government to come up with a defence against implementing such a measure.
Because we're not talking about people, you know, in Dublin getting the Dart into town necessarily, are we? Or getting the bus from, we'll say, Barna into Galway City, for want of a better example. Some students are commuting much longer distances, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I'm from Laois, and I know some students who commute to Dublin from Laois every day on a 7 o'clock train. So, like, you know, people really are in a situation, and there are some people who are just, they have no choice in the matter. They're actually completely forced where, no, look, for the first couple of weeks, I'm going to be stuck commuting.
And obviously getting the train that distance is, you know, quite a significant cost, even with any student discounts that you might be getting.
No, it's just, it's interesting you raise the point of cost. And I think one really important point about this measure is that it costs the exact same to government. It doesn't cost any more to run these buses. This isn't actually any more of a cost to the exchequer. It's just a loss for 10 weeks that could actually make a real difference. It's not a silver bullet, but could make a real difference for students in a very precarious situation.
Yeah, I suppose there would be a loss of revenue to the companies that were offering the service. And we are regularly hearing about Air and Rothéireann and Bus Éireann and, you know, having funding difficulties or revenue difficulties. But again, as you say, emergency measures, it's an interesting proposal. Just before we let you go, Reuben, what's your own situation?
I'm very lucky to have been. I'm very lucky. My accommodation situation is sorted. But I'm from a rural area in Laois, and when you're from that rural area, there's no university that's nearby. So people from these kind of rural areas, they have no choice but to travel, and so they are very reliant on accommodation and on that public transport element. And so rural students, I think, stand to be most at risk in this situation.
All right, Reuben Murray, thank you very much for joining us. It is certainly an interesting idea, and you can let us know to 51551 what you think about it.